Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers football coach Ashley Henley. And coach, certainly took on a very good Lincoln Christian ball club. We knew that they were going to be good. Talked with you last week. But, you know, first half just didn't go very well for Dewey, especially on the offensive side, and defense, again, gets up those big plays.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what it's been against teams like that. You know, we struggled moving the ball, struggled blocking them, had a few drops, you know, at times that I thought maybe would allow us to drive the ball some. But just what you said, I mean, we struggled on both sides defensively. You know, their speed at receiver was difficult for our secondary. Our secondary has struggled this year. I mean, something we're working on, trying to improve that, and we're just going to keep working.
Well, I'll give you one example, that long kickoff return by Kasten Fry all the way to the one-yard line. And, again, give credit to Lincoln Christian's defense. They found a way to stop Dewey, even with four opportunities to try to get to the end zone.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's a perfect example. We get a big play on special teams, set us up at the one, and again, if you can't get a yard in four plays, you really don't deserve the score, you know. And just what you said, give them credit. Their front, defensive front, kind of whooped our front, you know, offensively, and that makes it difficult even to get a yard sometimes. So,
well, I was kind of glad on that game, especially in the third quarter, that Brandon Phelps again scores on a touchdown, and then scoring another touchdown as well. You know, he's a guy that really is improving every week and getting better.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. He looks fresh out there, and he's been a big part of our defense all year. We've been wanting to get him involved offensively, and we're glad to finally have that. You know, you mentioned the third quarter. It's what we talked about at halftime, is we're going to go out there in the third quarter. Let's do something positive. And really, we had three good drives. I know we only scored on two of them. The third drive, we didn't finish it. But it was another example of our ability to move the football, drive the ball, make plays. So that was the one positive, I guess, right there. You know, defensively that quarter also, we got stops. And, you know, we're just still a work in progress. Again, our kids are working hard and just going to keep at it.
Friday, back home for the first time in a couple of weeks, and host a very good Berry Hill ball club. Knowing Berry Hill in the past, they are very big up front, and they're also physical, especially on their skill position players.
Yeah, they're like that, still the same. That hasn't changed. They got some big linemen. You know, the one thing that's different, they're throwing it a little more than they probably have in the past, you know, which they've got the skilled guys to do that. Quarterback's a good player. You know, it's not that they won't run the ball. They're just pretty balanced now, effective at both. So, again, we're going to have to play well in the secondary in situations and play physical up front and compete with those guys.
I know that offensively for the Doggers, trying to finish drives, and, you know, I mentioned that example, take four opportunities in the 1 yard line. If certainly for the offense, they've got to play well on Friday.
Oh, no doubt about it. They've got to play well. We got to not only move the ball, but finish drives, get points on the board, help our defense out. You know, we need to be effective in the kicking game as well. You know, try to create as long a field as possible for those guys. Just kind of put the pressure on them to put drives together. You know, defensively, just eliminate big plays, make them earn what they get, you know, make them drive the ball 10, 12, 15 plays rather than long scores.
We were a little bit banged up on the Lincoln Christian game. Kind of give us an update on some of the players who kind of banged up. I know one of them, Hunter Brewer, still has aggravated his knee, and, of course, Jonathan Blackman did not play on Friday night. It's those two players' game-time decision?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 99% sure we'll have Jonathan back this week, so that should help some things. You know, that'll not only offensively, but we can plug him in the secondary. Feel good about him being back. Hunter is going to be a day-to-day, really. It's going to be what he can do in practice, and we'll see how he's moving around. Again, it's it's structurally sound. It's just a lot of pain right now, and you know, we want to make sure he can be effective before we play. We are going to get Kyler Hancock back. It's one of our offensive linemen that hasn't played since week 3 or 4, I think. You know, he's been out a while. We're going to get him back. Gage Corner didn't play last week. We're hoping to get him back this week. You know, so we feel like we've got some coming back. If we get them all healthy, you know, obviously that would be to our benefit. But if we don't, we'll go with what we got. And again, it's part of it. Just got to coach them up and go play.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers this Friday against Berryhill.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.